Rome likewise inspired the great imperial powers of the West as they started trying to colonize the New World. European explorers dreamed of following Julius Caesar's career trajectory. Win military glory and huge gobs of money, adding new territory to the empire, and then return home to unbelievable power and influence, or possibly to something greater. Rome's avowed civilizing mission, as expressed by Virgil in the Aeneid, also gave these wannabe Caesars a plausible excuse for their own actions. They were doing it for the poor, ignorant savages' own good. The same excuse was thrown around by the British, French, Belgians, Germans, and even the Dutch as they created Asian and African empires in the late 19th century. The United States used precisely the same excuse for its shameful treatment of the Native Americans, although that was cloaked in the more respectable name of Manifest Destiny. The same was true of the 20th century's would-be Caesars. Mussolini's explicit goal was to return Rome to its former glory, while Hitler's Third Reich was intended as an enhanced version of the Holy Roman Empire. Even the Soviet Union exhibited serious parallels with the Roman Emperor.